The pandemic may have reduced the amount of traffic on roads, but it hasn't slowed the development of eco-innovations in cars, trucks, and beyond. I'm Robert Colangelo. This is GreenSense, where we bring you the top eco-innovations every week. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, joins us for an update on the latest green automotive news. Welcome back to GreenSense.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm amazed in this pandemic sort of COVID environment, how much technology continues to happen in the automotive industry. They have not stopped. If anything, maybe things have increased out there. And one of the people that's driving a lot of innovations, Elon Musk, and he hints at a new battery technology that could boost electrical vehicles range. What do you know about that?
Yeah, Elon Musk has been hinting at new technology, but he hasn't been very clear about what that technology is. It is most likely an advancement or an expansion of what's being called solid state battery technology. And what this does is it takes the electrolytes that are in a battery, which are largely liquid, and turns them into a gel form or a solid form, which makes for a more compact battery and more energy dense battery. A lot of people are working on this, but Elon has talked about some very interesting numbers, and he's talking about the energy density of a battery, literally making it smaller, by a factor of 2.5. So we're talking about an incredibly powerful battery in a much smaller space. And the assumption here too, though this has not been made clear, is that it would cost less as well.
But it may be more dense, and doesn't that create challenges?
It does. One of the things about solid state batteries, or any battery at all, that uses lithium ion technology, which these still would, is that they need to be heated and cooled. And if you make the battery denser, it becomes more difficult to do that. So that is one of the challenges being faced by developers.
But people have counted Elon Musk out many times, and he seems to always come through. I mean, look at SpaceX, look at Tesla. You know, they started shorting the Tesla stock, and now what? It's up to 2,000. So I'll put my money on Elon.
I don't know why you wouldn't at this point, because he has always missed deadlines, but he has never failed to deliver the thing he meant to deliver. And I think that in this case, his timeline of 3 or 4 years to deliver this energy dense battery is probably very, very optimistic. But on the other hand, if it comes in 5 or 10 years, if we're talking about cars that have a range, and I think this is what matters more than density or lightness, if you can't affordably build a vehicle with a range of 400 or 500 miles, there'll be virtually no reason not to buy those cars. I think right now people are still stalling at the idea that they're going to be left at the side of the road.
Well, here's another interesting story. Remember in the old days when there were things like Zipcar around? You know, these car sharing services, you don't hear much about those anymore, but Zipcars has survived, and others have tried it as a business and have gotten out, like Enterprise and Daimler Chrysler. Now we see AAA is offering EV subscriptions. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, the subscription service thing is interesting in that manufacturers have dabbled in this, and it has mostly been the purview of premium luxury makers. So it's been Cadillac and BMW and Mercedes-Benz that have been working with subscription services, and they vary by in definition based on the manufacturer. At first it was you pay one subscription and you can pick any car from a manufacturer's lot, and they're month by month, so you don't have to commit. And they gradually became simply leases that included insurance. And the idea was that that might appeal to younger buyers who don't want to commit to ownership. And I think that that is probably more likely the kind of thing that's going to succeed. What's interesting here is that a non-manufacturer, the AAA, is working on a subscription service for electric vehicles. Right now they're working with what looks like off-lease vehicles. So they are used, 2 or 3 years old. But they're very affordable. They're talking about $11 a day. So it's not even monthly. It's a daily thing. Includes insurance. And this is probably an interesting way for folks who are not ready to commit to anything to sample electric vehicles and to realize that they do, in fact, probably work in their lifestyle. But for urban dwellers, this might be a format for them to engage in transportation in the future without car ownership.
Yeah, it just, you don't hear much about that, and they haven't been that profitable, and a number have gone into it, so it'll be interesting to see if AAA has got some secret sauce to make that work.
Yeah, I mean, we may remember that General Motors was working with something called Maven that they had stocked with the Chevrolet Bolt, and that program has already been discontinued, so they couldn't make that work.
Well, as you mentioned General Motors, that's a great segue into our next topic. The antithesis of an electric vehicle is a Hummer, a gas-guzzling, low-mile-per-gallon Hummer. They may look good, they may be great for the battlefield, but they're not very friendly. But now Hummer's coming out with an electric vehicle. Tell us more.
Yeah, Hummer is interesting. As you mentioned, this is a brand that I think was seriously tarnished, and General Motors has gone and turned that on its ear by making it its electric brand, or an electric brand is going to be handled specifically by the GMC division. So this is really a range brand or a sub brand. The first vehicle is going to be a pickup. It should be about the size of General Motors or GMC's Sierra pickup, but it will be all electric. They're promising some serious specs, about 1,000 horsepower, all sorts of torque, 400 miles of range. The only number we don't know is price, so affordability is probably an issue. Or not, but it's the big question mark out there. But they're talking about a pickup truck first as early as 2022, or maybe the 2022 model year, followed by a large SUV. This is absolutely a brilliant way to untarnish the Hummer brand if for some reason you feel like you need to save the Hummer brand. But this is worth watching because this is a big deal. And we know that in big pickups, Ford also is going to be making noise with a hybrid vehicle for the first time, and that's going to be coming out next year as well. So we have this largest segment of the U.S. Vehicle market with very traditional buyers suddenly being presented with very serious green options, and this will be all sorts of fun to watch.
Do you think that consumer that buys a Hummer will want an EV?
No, I don't. I think this is a bit of stunt casting. I think the Hummer brand is being used to appeal to an entirely different audience. I don't think people who bought big yellow Hummer H2s really want an electric vehicle.
So Tesla, you know, set the bar so high. How is GMC going to set itself apart from Tesla and be able to compete and be profitable?
That's a great question. I don't know that they need to be profitable right away. They are under the umbrella of General Motors, which is a company with some pretty deep pockets. I think that what this brand needs to do initially is to make clear that an electric vehicle or that a pickup truck can be an electric vehicle and that it can be functional. Tesla, of course, has introduced the Tesla Cybertruck, not available yet, but it looks kind of silly and it doesn't look functional to a lot of traditional truck buyers. And if you go to any pickup truck message board, you can read all sorts of stuff about that. Now, Elon Musk has actually said if he needs to, he can make something that looks more functional. I think GMC's job here with Hummer is to prove that this can be every bit as functional and practical as a regular pickup truck. It just happens to be electric.
Interesting. So like you said, we'll keep our eyes on it. Here's another category that's sort of gone by the shared vehicle a market. It's hybrids.
Yeah, you know,
they're really not that sexy, but well, for some reason they have higher resale values, and that's helping their status. So, what's behind the higher resale values, and are upcoming hybrid models grabbing your attention?
Yeah, there is all sorts of stuff going on in the hybrid world. But as you mentioned, it's not a sexy term and it's not discussed much anymore. For people who don't know, a hybrid vehicle is very simply a gasoline-powered vehicle with electric augmentation. And that electric augmentation is simply to improve fuel economy and sometimes to improve performance. And I think when people think hybrid, they think Toyota Prius. Now, Toyota Prius sales have been in a tailspin. Very traditional vehicle. It's a hatchback. It's not very interesting to people. And I think the bloom is off that rose. I think that the Prius has had its day, but huge news coming up in the next year. The Ford F-150, the most popular vehicle sold in North America, is going to be available in hybrid form. Additionally, the Toyota RAV4 and the Honda CR-V, two of the best-selling passenger vehicles in the country, now available as hybrids. Plus, Toyota has introduced two vehicles, the Venza crossover and the Sienna minivan, that for next year will only be available as hybrids. So we won't be discussing hybrid technology that much because it's kind of going to be part of the landscape, but volume has to go up because there are so many more opportunities for people to buy them. And I don't think it's as much of a green choice now as it used to be and more of just sort of a practical choice. I don't think people are afraid of hybrid anymore.
Well, Tom, you know, again, I'm always amazed about your depth and wealth of knowledge in this area, and appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Something I've been hearing a lot about that we may want to dedicate a show to is autonomous semi-trucks. I've been reading and seeing a lot on how those may start hitting the road in the next year or two, and those will be driverless. And so, topic next time.
That's an excellent topic. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Read his articles, reviews, and check out his podcast, Car Stuff, at consumerguide.com. I'm Robert Colangelo, and this is Green Sense. Subscribe to our podcast at greensensefarms.com. And check out the Green Sense Minute every Thursday and Saturday on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM Chicago.